You're now listening to the Deep Edge Podcast with your host, technology expert Ray Moda, giving you the rundown on telecom, cloud, and all things business and tech. This is the Deep Edge Podcast.
Let's go!
Hello, hello. This is Ray Moda, and welcome to another edition of the Deep Edge Podcast. I'm excited today. Joining us is a dear friend, Chandra Pandey, who's the CEO of Secion, a cybersecurity company. Chandra, how are you doing today?
Ray, it's great to have you with us, and I'm doing really well.
Now, Chandra, one of the things that's interesting is 2020 taught us a lot of things during the pandemic, right? I mean, we saw that in technology, IT, a lot of areas that people needed to have more intelligent simplification, automation, AI, to be able to run their environments different, right? With your expertise in the area, where do you see the state of cybersecurity in 2020, and what is Secion doing to address those challenges?
Yeah, thanks, Reef. You said it really well that AI, ML, and automation has taken a big role into anything which we are doing in our life, and especially with COVID situation. What happens is a lot of those technology becomes pretty much is like forefront for cybersecurity as well. And it's not only that solutions developer are using those technology, but what happened is as most of the people had to go and start working from home, that exposed a lot of like challenges from the cybersecurity point of view, because perimeters were completely diffused. And at the same time, what happened is ML, AI, and automation provided a lot of opportunity for the threat actors to automate their attacks. And now, all of a sudden, what happened is because of the automations, ML, and AI, they have attack which are consisting of multiple steps and multiple vectors. And what does it mean is, if you have a traditional solution or single leg solution, they are never able to catch it. That was pretty much evident into situations we saw towards the end of last year or beginning of this year, when you had attacks like SolarWinds, Sandburst, as well as that attack kind of proliferated into thousands of organizations using the ORAN product line, it was really clear that a lot of the cybersecurity companies, which kind of pride themselves on providing the detection tool, they completely missed it. Because it started with multiple steps and multiple stages. So if you just keep looking at one stage and you are not able to have a context of complete steps and stages, you are going to miss that. And it becomes very clear also now the tools have become much more cheaper for the attacker's point of view because of those automations. And now more of the attackers have that sophisticated tool, and which means is more and more attacks are going to be happening, whether they are happening at the SMB, SME, as well as the bigger enterprises, government entities. Everyone is now pretty much have to make sure that they have a solution which are able to catch this multiple steps, multiple vectors attack, instead of just looking into the simple features-based product which are going to miss some of those steps and the attack will be successful. So there is a lot have changed between what happened in the like last 16, 17 months. Now most of the organizations have to be aware that they are at the risk and they can be attacked, whether it is ransomware or spyware, whether the governments, they are looking to get the government secrets out or intellectual property out from any organization. That has become pretty common. So the solutions need to be able to detect those attacks in the early steps so that you don't have any damage, significant damage, which you have to deal with.
Yeah, no, I think is interesting because I think you mentioned the with the pandemic, you know, you have this new environment that I think people are realizing they're getting used to, and there's going to be a hybrid approach as people go back to business. A lot of CEOs that I speak to are saying, hey, we don't need to buy that expanded building. We could just do a hybrid approach where a certain percentage comes to the office or certain times a week. And that's going to continue to introduce more and more of these challenges, because before, when I used to be a CTO, Chandra, it used to be that when they came in my environment, I could protect it well, right? I knew the environment, I could build the walls around it. But when they were outside of it, that introduced a tremendous amount of challenge, especially when they implement the policy like bring your own device and type of thing. But one thing you mentioned was about bringing AI, you know, and machine learning. Is that a difficult thing to do these days?
Yeah, you know, it's like, that's a great question, sir. It is not that difficult to add the machine learning and AI into like any domain you are working, as long as you have a good understanding of the domain and you have a kind of a thought process models where any algorithms you want to take in. It is really critical to understand the set of the data sets you have, and then what are the things you are going to be tracking across those data set features and tracking you want to do, and the, what dimensions you want to use. So as long as you have those things clear to you, and you understand the data set, that can be put together in a certain period of time. It's not that easy, but it's not something which is very difficult to do anymore because of what the industry has made the progress over the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, no, that's great from that point of view. Now, talking about your company a little bit, right, Sekion, what kind of traction has it had in the market, Chandra?
Yeah, that's so Ray, from our traction point of view, now we have more than 4,000 customers across the world. A lot.
Wow, 4,000 already. Excellent. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, and a lot of them are in the U.S. And since we go through the MSSP route, the partnership route, some of our partners will have 20, some of them have hundreds and hundreds of customers on the platform. And it is always very easy for our partners. Some of them had their own homegrown tool they kind of decided to use. Some of them were using older kind of like legacy tool. And then when they saw our platform, they kind of clearly can see that it brings a pretty significant efficacy, efficiency, and ROI. And this is kind of their platform for next decade or so, because they can see this is the right solution for the problems we want to tackle today. This is not looking back like a decade back when somebody has started with another product and all that. And the biggest thing what we have seen is the reason there is a lot of excitement, our partners as well as customers will passionately talk about our platform, because the platform is what we have brought in together. Typically, if you look into a standard MSSP, if they are very advanced, then they will have a SIM, then we'll have an EDR, and then they will put NDR and say, okay, this is like a big solution, and I'm doing XDR or anything they want to call it like there. The challenge is those tools are still coming from the three different kind of like vendors, and very difficult to make it work together and all that. And what we did is not only we did the homegrown from the ground up approach when we want to protect the organization, that we have to have a single platform where it is kind of based on the single kind of like a common code, where it is you are looking into the SIM, you are looking into the source, you are looking into the EDR, whether you are looking into the embed, NDR, you are looking into the vulnerability scan, and then having the ML, AI, and dynamic threat model, pulling it all together to not only giving you complete visibility, continuous real-time monitoring, but proactively detecting the threats and also eliminating containing the threats. So you don't have to go across five different products to figure it out what to do. And that is really critical to provide those pretty much like inbuilt already kind of like options where you have thousands of playbooks which you don't have to define. It is already done. And you just have to activate to make sure none of those threats get into places where they have done damage. You want to proactively detect those early steps. So that early steps you detect, contain it, and then you are all set. You don't have to worry about any kind of forensic and all that, which you have to do when you already had been breached.
You know, Chandra, yes. One of the things you mentioned is real time, right? And I think that's important because you can have important notifications. But how do you address, you know, because there's a volume of information. Do you have some type of adaptive visualization capability to be able to simplify the anomalies that are going on in the network to be able to resolve those quickly?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ray, because you brought something that is not just looking at what is happening in the real time with looking at all those billions of events which you are filtering through, but having the context and situational awareness. If I have a context of what is happening right now, what I have seen in the past, what is happening around the globe with my threat intelligence, and I understand the situation, I'm looking at this particular event. Now I will have a decision coming out of those billions of events I have looked into that, okay, this is an event which I have an alert associated with. I have to take actions. That might be if I look into an event into a one context and situation and say, okay, this event I'm seeing, but this is not an alert. I don't have enough evidence. I have to wait. So you don't have to deal with thousands of noise, because if I give a particular organization hundreds and thousands of alerts per day, no matter how many people they have, they are going to miss the thing. So it is really critical to come out with the alerts or incident which matters. And then not only is like giving them, but then also having them option whether they can do automated stopping of that threat remediation, or they can do the push button as well. So those context and situations are really key, as you brought up, because without that, no matter what you do, you are going to have issues and the actions will not be taken on time to contain those risks.
Yeah, no, that's great. Yeah, thanks for that. Now, early on, you mentioned about ransomware, SolarWinds, breast situation. Even we're seeing things like Microsoft with some of the Exchange exploit. What Secion solutions do you have that are addressing some of these major threats that you see going on in the market?
Yeah, that's a good question, Ray. So the way we have our platform, if you look into multiple dozens of our customers already had the Orion deployed in there. And because of the platform, the way it is developed to detect those multiple step, multiple stages threats early in the steps, those threats were detected and they were notified, whether my partner was notified if they were running the operations, and the policy was already pushed in there so that all those backdoor command and control communications were stopped. So nothing happened in those organizations. When the big news came out of the breach, those organizations went in and looked at it and said, okay, it was already kind of like contained in our place. We don't have to even look into it. So it's like you can have something bad kind of like a file embedded into a software code. But if we don't let them do anything, it's a pretty much dead kind of like malware. And same thing, if you look into the exchange, we had multiple of our customers which were running those. But as soon as we detected that, hey, there is some behavior which are happening, which is not normal, the action was taken, and those things were not able to move forward any further from there. The initial kind of like actions on those ones, whatever was being the exploit was happening in there. So the key is having that a solution, because ransomware is not your ransomware what it was 3-4 years back. Similarly, any of these exploits attack, now they are having the multiple steps are involved in there. So if somebody is saying that, okay, I got this anomaly detections are just like I have a machine, which is like machine learning algorithms, or even I have a signatures and all that, or threat intelligence, which is going to solve the problem. That is not going to be happening going forward because of those same automation, machine learning and AI, which are being used by attackers. Because as you can see, with even the FireEye and Microsoft, they talked about that, you know, it's like Orion, they were trying to blend in and kind of like with the traffic so that it is not that easy to detect the deviations and all that. So you have to have multiple kind of like steps detections, as well as you should expect that some of the steps may not be that easy to detect, so that you might have to have like a model and the algorithms, which are not just looking into the single dimension, but they are looking into the multiple dimensions to pull it all together and detect those threats before it is too late. And right now, if you look into the most of the industry, have been just like stuck into the solutions, which are looking into a feature, or they are just looking into the single dimension. And that's where the Secion is making a big impact for our partners. Some of them are serving the organization, which are 100,000 people organizations in the team. And some of those are serving, which have might be SMB of like 30, 20 people. And what we have done is, not only we have got the platform, which brings the best efficiency, but it provides the ROI even for the smallest of the organization to the biggest of the organization in the world.
Excellent. Now, one thing you mentioned was partners. What's like an ideal partner that would be perfect for Secion, would you say?
Yeah, so definitely our partners are... a lot of partners come from the MSSP background, are those who have been MSP, want to become MSSP. And those partners, the way we have seen it, we have learned it over the period. Some of them had the homegrown products. Some of them were using two, three different products from the different vendors in there. Once they see our platform, they say, okay, this platform gives me opportunity to offer a better cybersecurity solution, which is addressing the cybersecurity need of today, as well as the challenges organizations are going to see in the future. And it brings the not only the best efficacy, but also the operational efficiency, where operationally we bring the cost of the operation almost 90% down in there. Mm-hmm. And then you have a better ROI, not only for the partner, but end customer as well. That's what we have done because of the approach we have taken and our MSSP partners, whether they are Airtel, whether we are talking about ADT Cybersecurity offering services as a master MSSP or NTT, they are scale from anywhere from the SMB to the world biggest organizations. Some of the organizations they have onboarded have more than 100,000 employees on the platform. And so we are seeing that, you know, it's like the partners varies depending on the market segment they are addressing. Some of them are SMB and SME, and some of them are like addressing the mega enterprises there.
Right. Yeah. No, excellent. Maybe this is maybe a question that I thought of. You let me know if this makes sense, if there's a play. Maybe we'll close with this is, if you look at things like 5G, right, there's a lot of, let's say, service providers that also have an MSSP type background where they provide managed security services or a variety of things. But they're finding out from the consumer play that there really isn't a business case for consumer 5G. So they're looking at other areas of developing, let's say, private 5G services, going after verticals like manufacturing, energy, healthcare. And in their environment, they're using a combination of a few areas. So some parts, they're using things like network slicing, right, to be able to slice up the network and offer different tenants their slice of the spectrum and an end-to-end point of view. But then there's also the part of what they're doing in the edge so that they can create an edge environment, that customer presence to give low latency. To me, one of the things that I'm hearing about, and this is a thought I'd love to get your background, is I don't hear enough talk about security associated with that. What are your thoughts on that, and what role does Secion, you think, can play in that?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Ray, because if you look into the cybersecurity is going to be key to make sure that, you know, even that model is like one thing is not only providing the service, but then kind of layering up the cybersecurity, because without cybersecurity, businesses are going to be exposed, and especially with the 5G where you have opportunity to kind of go in and blend in with the rest of the traffic and all that, attacker can kind of create a significant amount of damage, not only to that organization, but they can use one organization to attack many others which are associated with it. So as you pointed out, that the slicing is one part, but the slicing also gives the opportunity to the service providers to overlay the like multi-tenancy solution from the cybersecurity point of view, as well as kind of like make sure that not only the segmentation, segregations across even those organizations, within the organizations, are also in the place. And some of our partners, I will not name it, but this is one of the biggest service provider in the world. They presented their architecture, and I was pretty much just like, I had seen it for first time, that how they are going to 10,000 customers in the next couple of years, exactly doing what you just talked about. And they have like overlaid the cybersecurity solutions, our solution on top of that. And they have put the multi-tenancy on it. So, that was like, thanks for asking that question. But I was the first time saw that how they are doing it to 10,000 customers. They are reaching using that 5G plus combination of our solution and then few other solutions in the middle of that. So that is being done. Some of the service providers are already thinking in that direction.
Oh, good. That's good to hear. Well, I'd like to thank you, Chandra, for joining the Deep Edge podcast. Hopefully, as you make more progress for 2021, I'd like to have you back on. Is that possible?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That will be that will be a privilege for us to be with you, Ray. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you inviting us to be on your podcast today.
You got it. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Deep Edge Podcast. Make sure to follow Ray Moda on Twitter and LinkedIn at RModa. If you enjoyed the podcast, please make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes. Want even more? Head over to acgcc.com to access exclusive bonus content. Till next time.